FNC's Carlson, Kamala Harris a power-hungry buffoon posing as a competent adult. By Jeff Poore on July 3, 2021. On Friday's broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson ripped Vice President Kamala Harris for her lackluster tenure in the role and questioned who was really in charge of the Biden administration. According to the FNC host, President Joe Biden's senility meant more power for Harris. Transcript as follows. Carlson, in one of her first official acts as vice president back in February, Kamala Harris decided to declare what she called a national emergency and right away, that seems strange. Normally, it's the president's job to declare national emergencies. The vice president's job is to oversee vice, just kidding. We're not actually sure what the vice president's job is, but it's definitely not that. But Kamala Harris did it anyway, in the pages of Jeff Bezos's personal newspaper, The Washington Post. This new national emergency, Kamala Harris informed us, is quote, the mass exodus of women from the workplace. Apparently, there are still some women in America who secretly prefer to raise their own children rather than toil away like worker bees for some soulless publicly traded corporation. Wall Street is upset about that, of course, so Kamala Harris sounded the alarm. Our female workforce emergency, she wrote, demands a national solution. Well, 5 months later, we are sad to tell you that the crisis is still ongoing. There are women even now who have chosen to skip the HR department's latest Zoom call on workplace diversity initiatives and are instead reading their children a bedtime story, and that's a tragedy. And honestly, Kamala Harris hasn't done a lot to help. In fact, there is now a mass exodus of women from her office. The toxic masculinity is coming from inside the house. This week, Politico reported, several top female Harris staffers have quit after they say they were abused. Quote, it's not a healthy environment and people often feel mistreated, said one. It's not a place where people feel supported, but a place where people feel they're treated like crap. As Politico put it, Harris's team is experiencing low morale, poor lines of communication and diminished trust among aides and senior officials. And then the article, of course, goes on to make the usual excuses for all of this. Quote, black women are subjected to standards that men often don't have to clear. Right. In other words, because Kamala Harris's father came from the Caribbean, it's okay that she is a monster to work for. Got it. I hope that's comforting to the women whose lives she has wrecked. We do see a pattern here though. First, Kamala Harris takes charge of a problem she doesn't really understand and then she makes it worse. Let's help women in the workforce, she says, then proceeds to drive women out of her own office. Let's fix the border crisis, she says, as the wave of illegal migrants becomes a tsunami. Here, takes this vaccine, she tells you, it works perfectly. Then she turns to kiss her vaccinated husband while wearing a surgical mask. On one level, it's hilarious to watch all this. They tell us that Kamala Harris is very impressive, but look at her. She is a joke. She can barely get through the day. She has no idea what she is doing. But you can't say that out loud, shut up and accept Kamala's dominion over you. That's the new rule. Point out that she's a power-hungry buffoon posing as a competent adult and they will instantly denounce you as a racist. Now, they do that because it works. A lot of people, particularly the news media, still find the idea of being called a racist the scariest thing they can imagine, scarier than dying. So, they will do anything to avoid that, including ignoring Kamala Harris's obvious mediocrity. So, as a result, they barely cover her, and we're going to spend the next hour filling that gap. Kamala Harris may be one of the least impressive people in public life, but on some days, it feels like she is running our country anyway. Last month, the president of Mexico of all people made that point. Begin video clip. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, president of Mexico. Translated text, it was a very good meeting with the vice president, Kamala Harris. It was so good that I called her president. End video clip. Carlson, AMLO is not the only one, the president of the United States calls her president. And in this country, voters have come to the conclusion that in fact she is. The Trafalgar Group is one of the only polling companies worth paying attention to at this point. They got the last election almost exactly right when few other firms weren't even close. Tonight, we've got exclusive new polling from Trafalgar that shows who Americans believe is actually running the federal government. In a survey of likely voters, the majority of American voters said Joe Biden is not really in charge. And it wasn't simply Republicans who thought that. A third of Democrats say Biden is not actually in charge. Another 10% weren't sure, which is pretty much the same thing. It is hard to believe there have ever been numbers like that in American history about the president. What do they tell us? They tell us that the media storyline, the one you hear every day, Joe Biden is fine. He just got a really bad stutter. Relax. Isn't actually fooling anyone, but not for lack of trying. Outside of this, no one on television is allowed to say what seems obvious, which is that Biden can't really do his job. That's forbidden precisely because it's true. But Joe Rogan doesn't work on television. He hosts a podcast, so he can say whatever he wants, and recently he did. Begin video clip. Joe Rogan, podcast host, we're unhinged. Unidentified female, yes. Rogan, in a lot of ways, and we're not anchored down by a real leader. You know, we don't really have a real leader in this country anymore. Unidentified female, yes. Rogan, and you could say Joe Biden is the president. He is our leader, and you'd be correct on paper. But I mean, everybody knows, he is out of his mind. He is barely hanging in there. End video clip. Carlson, well, exactly. We don't say a lot about Joe Biden's decline on this show, partly because it's depressing and partly because our default position always is to respect old people. Especially when they get a little soft, as we all will if we live long enough, so, it's bad karma to mock them for it. But in Biden's case, and he is the president, it is demonstrably true, and everyone knows that, including his family. So the question is, who is really in charge if Joe Biden isn't? And increasingly, it seems like Kamala Harris is running things. If you believe in democracy, this is a problem. No large group of people has ever signaled the desire to put Kamala Harris in control of the country, just the opposite. In fact, at the height of the last Democratic primary season, most of her own constituents told pollsters they wanted her to drop out of the presidential race. Only 7% of Democrats in the state of California thought their senator, Kamala Harris, should be president of the United States. So, the people who know her best have the least respect for her. But she got the job anyway, entirely by default. Here is the president Democrats thought they were voting for. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D, President of the United States, employers can't find workers, I said, yes. Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening? Now what is going on? I've gotten you $1.9 trillion in relief so far. You will receive checks in the mail that are consequential this week for childcare. I wrote the bill on the environment. Why wouldn't I be for it? End video clip. Carlson, what was that? Well, you know exactly what it is, but they're pretending that's not what it is. If you look at some of the wide shots in that tape, you'll see the usual propagandists from state media, PBS and others, smiling and pretending, oh, it's totally normal. But it's not normal at all. That's the President of the United States. This is a huge and dramatic change to our system of government. Biden's senility means an awful lot of power for Kamala Harris, and that's why we're spending the next hour talking about her. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.